What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the final day here at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo is to my right. Abe is to my left. He's in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack, and we are welcoming in executive editor of the Tex Ags, Billy Lucci. And Billy, I got to say, Bo over here, he works for the Atlanta Falcons, and he does a really great job. But this week, it's been amazing to see him try to get all the hot goss out of our guests like yourself before we're going on air. He was just trying to pull some info out of you.
He was, and Lord knows I'll talk, so there we go.
Well, look, Billy, I was telling my wife this. I don't want to go about this about me because you're our guest. But, like, the Falcons, I grew up being a Falcons fan.
Yeah.
I grew up in the city. But as a kid, college football, like, I would just watch the Falcons, right? And then I would go do whatever I wanted on NFL Sundays. But college football, it'd be noon to is whenever I fell asleep because college football is to me the greatest sport there is. We had Matt Flynn on, and I became a junkie. I started remembering – their season where I'm a Florida fan and they crushed our hearts. And then I remember all those things. So I just kind of, I get guys that have been, Billy's been in the business for a while. I've known Billy's name. I think I booked Billy when I was like producing unpaid and back in the day.
That's great.
And, you know, so it's just kind of interesting. I was asking him off the air. I was like, do you like Elko? And it led into Jimbo. And so I'll kind of ask Billy on the air, what about what Jimbo was trying to do there didn't work, where Elko is set up with how he is to make it work at A&M.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever think that was going through Mike Elko's head when he was a DC for 4 years at A&M? You know, just sitting there watching and observing and going, I don't think he ever thought he'd get the head job, but probably thinking if that ever happened or this is what I would do. And then all of a sudden, and I went through the same thing with Kevin Sumlin and Mike Sherman, but Mike Sherman was an assistant before he was an assistant when I was actually roommates with the guys playing for him. But it's interesting they hired Mike Sherman, who was an assistant at A&M years before Kevin Sumlin and Elko. I think Jimbo, I like Jimbo too, okay? You and I were talking, and like, I think Jimbo kind of had his way, and it worked for him, and it worked at an elite level in Tallahassee. And I think he was going to do it that way and didn't adjust for that place. There were no, like, guardrails when it came to how he was assembling the roster in terms of you're a red flag, I should not recruit you guys. And that 22 class had so many of them and so much. So it was just kind of Jimbo was tunnel vision, full steam ahead. And he was so, so tied up with the offense that I think there was a lot going on in his own building that he didn't really see. And over time, all that stuff caught up with it, with everything in terms of it caught up in the form of discipline, how you assembled the roster. And by discipline, I mean, like, if you did something wrong, was there going to be any follow-through and accountability? And a lot of times there weren't. So I think just culturally, they were one step ahead of it, trying to – they had to win. Probably that third year they went, finished top five. When they didn't build on that, I think all that other stuff kind of caught up and surpassed. And that's the difference with Elko to me. He is on top of everything. NIL, portal, day-to-day roster. I mean, discipline in terms of you missed one class too many. He's got the point system where you're late for a workout, you missed class. You know, you were late for film, so, and it adds up. And so there's a very specific punishment that you're going to do. You're not going to participate in whatever. You're going to go get with Tommy Moffitt that day. And if it's a certain number, as there's like the, he breaks the teams up into these little pods, and if you screw up enough or your pod screws up enough, and then they all do it.
Oh, yeah.
So just little things like that. And I think Elko really, when he was here the first time, realized A&M, there's a lot of chefs in the kitchen. He knows that if he wants to get something accomplished, rather than try to figure out who to go to, he's just going to go to all of them. And I think that helps him too. But, man, I think the biggest thing is just he's got a firm grasp on everything going on in his program at all times. And you know, I think part of that is that inexperience as a head coach. This was his third year as a head coach, and he's got a lot of energy and went into it with a lot of vision on how he wanted to run it when he finally got that job.
Billy, the SEC, obviously an incredibly difficult conference. I think you could get lost at 8-4.
Right.
I felt like that almost happened a little bit to Texas A&M. It was a really good season, and no one was really talking about it, especially considering some of the things that went against them during the course of the year. Obviously, you go 10-2 in your top 10 team,
yeah,
you're not going to get lost. But what does Texas A&M, what do the Aggies need to do to make sure that another really good year doesn't kind of go unnoticed for Mike Elko?
I think you make a great point, because let's think about sitting here from me to you, and Auburn's got a fourth down with Peyton Thorne, runs for it. If they tackle him, they beat Auburn. The game ends before the four overtimes. There's a bunch of other, you know, he dropped it too. But that play, you tackle him, Marcel Reed leads A&M from down 21-0, scores with 3 minutes left, and beats Auburn on the road at Jordan-Hare in front of 80-something thousand people. If that happens, what's our conversation about Marcel Reed? What's our conversation about Elko's first year? Because, by the way, what a lot of people don't know is had they beaten Auburn, the Texas game doesn't matter. They're rematching Texas in Atlanta a week later anyway.
Yeah.
Not to say they were better than Georgia. That's just the tiebreaker, what it was going to be.
But, I mean, I think that's a great point. Like, you're talking about a team that was – a snap away from being in Atlanta for the SEC championship game. No, we're not.
In
we don't remember.
One.
We don't really remember that as what the year was for Texas A&M. We can talk about struggles on. It didn't feel that way in the moment, or certainly now.
Yeah, and I've talked about this a lot. You know, at 8-4, it's nothing special for certainly never anything special. But for a first year coach, you go, okay, it's not special, but they beat two top 10 teams at home. And I know Missouri and LSU didn't finish in the top, but, I mean, it's not like they tanked. Mizzou was a 10-win team. LSU, I think, was 9-4. And they beat the brakes off two top 10 teams at home. They lost. They were tied with Notre Dame with 2 minutes left. I mean, it was a very solid first season. And if you look at the 16 coaches in the league and say, what did their first year at their current school look like? You know, only two were better. Kalen DeBoer and Brian Kelly were both 9-3. Elko's 8. That's it. That's the list. And so I think, you know, the hard part is going to be, to answer your question, I think they got to get to 9-3.
Yeah.
And, look, that's either going to be their 9-2 going into Texas, probably once again playing for a playoff spot or an SEC title berth and lose to them. Or they're 8-3 and they end the regular season going into Austin and beating the Longhorns. So either way, I think 9-3 would be noteworthy. And that's kind of right where I'm looking at in terms of that target, the type team, because I think they're better. I know they're going to be better. The schedule gets, I think, a lot tougher in Austin, at Baton Rouge, in South Bend, Lenora Sellers, DJ Lagway, a year older and better. So the schedule gets a lot tougher, but I think the team's improvement is outrides that by just a little bit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've got about a minute left with executive editor of TexAgs, Billy Lucci, here at SEC Media Days. Billy, Abe and I were looking just a moment ago this morning. Texas A&M is the fifth highest spender in college football. What does that say about the program, especially with some of the struggles that have been happening?
Well, two-folded question, right? Like, that's why every Aggie is going, we want more. Mm-hmm. And then with what you just asked, it's like, okay, but give this guy time. He just finished his first year. Don't hold the sins of the past against him. It was a really successful first season. But patience has worn thin, not because A&M has been bad, but because they're in, like he said perfectly, you get lost at 8-4 nationally. They were 7-1. They weren't lost. And then all of a sudden, it says there's a tremendous commitment. It's why people call it one of the best jobs in the country, because they pay, they have great contracts, as we know with Jimbo, and the facilities are incredible, the recruiting base. It is a job where you should win more than you do. And Jimbo got close, Sumlin got close. They couldn't get over the hump. So that's Elko's task, is to do what the people before him didn't do. And they're not only top five in spending,
mm-hmm.
they're way up there in earning, and they're way up there in NIL investment as well. So not a lot of excuses over time, you know, and I think this year starts kind of you have to start showing that improvement.
Yeah. Well, Billy, we appreciate the time. I know these SEC media days can be a little crazy, but you are so chill.
Oh, thank you.
You're not getting stressed out running.
Probably just because I'm tired.
Well, thank you so much for stopping
Thanks.
By. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is the executive editor of the TexAgs, Billy Lucci. Coming up, we've got a Life of Squid. Honestly, I'm not sure if you've had a moment to think about the Life of Squid, Bo.
I have. A Super Bowl champion says he's not on the roster anymore because they don't want to be true competitors. Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 98.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.